This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we usually talk about good heart health and what you need to be healthy for your kidneys, your brain function, your heart function, and potassium is a good part of it. And when we've looked at studies on individuals who've lived longer, and we look at their diet, usually their diet is rich with fruits and vegetables, one study a year or two ago had identified why a diet rich in fruits and vegetables can help, as if we need evidence, more evidence of that. But it was because of your potassium, your daily potassium. Hence, losing your potassium is not good, which is why I don't like a lot of these diuretics that many of you are on when you aren't prescribed a diuretic and you're taking it to lose weight or not swell. Diuretics can cause you to lose potassium. You need potassium. You don't want too much, but you need potassium. Good potassium helps promote good heart health and brain health and all sorts of other functions. And now, of course, individuals will live longer if their diet is full of fruits and vegetables and not soda pop and chocolate cupcakes. So that's also a big part of it. But the potassium is key. The problem is many of you will grab a banana maybe once a week. You'll eat that banana, and you'll be like, all right, I'm good. No, that banana isn't cutting it. I don't really like bananas. Bananas, to me, they get all mushy, and then when the peel starts to turn black, and it's, I don't really like bananas. I might eat a chocolate-covered banana, but that would be once every few years. But I don't get a lot of bananas in me. Now, I did tell you that oftentimes oranges will have more potassium than bananas. Depends on the size of the orange. Can't be a clementine or a tangerine, but still, oranges have the potential of giving you a lot of potassium, sometimes more than a banana. So let's quickly talk about what you need. All right. So with potassium, and by the way, potassium also regulates your heart's electrical activity, exchanges fluids within cells, helps you with your blood pressure. You know, if you have poor blood pressure, we always tell you to eat fruits and vegetables because we want to maintain your potassium levels. So let's say you are middle-aged. If you are a middle-aged male, you need 3,400 milligrams of potassium. If you are a female, you need 2,600 milligrams. If you're pregnant, more, 2,900. If you're lactating, 2,800. But if you're not pregnant or lactating, women need about 2,600 milligrams. Men need 3,400 milligrams. Teenagers need about 3,000 men, 2,300 female. And it goes down a little bit with age. But basically, 3.4 grams of potassium. All right, so how much are you getting with that banana? Less than a tenth. Okay, your banana isn't enough. Bananas, you get anywhere from 380 to 422 milligrams. So if you need to come up with 3,400, okay, that's a ninth to a tenth of what, that's not, you can't be eating 10 bananas a day. Won't happen. So what are some other sources? Well, apricots can give you 755. Apricots have a lot of potassium. Lentils, oh God, yeah, lentils. But lentils have potassium. Squash. Squash has 644 milligrams per serving. Prunes, the dried, 635. Raisins, 618. Potato. Potatoes have potassium. You can't be frying them up, but potatoes baked, if you keep the skin on it, 610 milligrams per serving. How many of you salivate over seeing a serving of kidney beans? Well, kidney beans do... No, they're beans. I don't think they have anything to do with the kidney. Kidney beans give you 607 milligrams of potassium. Orange juice, 496. So orange juice, a cup of orange juice can give you almost 500 milligrams, more than a banana, at about 380 to 422. Soybeans give you potassium. Milk, 366 milligrams per serving. Then comes spinach, chicken breast, yogurt, salmon, beef in the 300s, molasses in the 300 range. Then in the 200 range is your tomato, soy milk, Greek yogurt, broccoli, cantaloupe, turkey breast, asparagus. But then in the 100 levels range, you have apples with the skin will give you 195 milligrams of potassium. Cashew nuts, rice, brown rice, tuna, coffee. Brewed coffee gives you some potassium, but only 116 milligrams. You would have to drink, what, maybe 30? How much? 30 cups? I would not do that. No. Black tea, 88 milligrams. Peanut butter, 90 milligrams. Flaxseed, bread, one egg gives you 69 milligrams of potassium. Rice, white rice, even less than the brown. Bread, a slice of white bread gives you 37 milligrams of potassium. Mozzarella cheese, 36. And if you're using olive oil, that won't give you any. That's about zero. So the reason why I'm telling you this is we are not looking at our nutrition well when we skip our fruits and vegetables. You have got to be on top of your fruits and vegetables. And I get they're expensive. I know that. I'll go to the grocery store and I'm like, dang. And then they'll say, well, if you have the app, you could get a coupon and a digital coupon. I don't bother with all that. And so you know what I do? I just go and I find the cheaper stuff. Can't be doing that. Now, carrots are easy. I like carrots, but again, carrots can only give you so much. You have to have a variety of fruits and vegetables. So when you look at that, if you do have an egg, if you do have some turkey, if you do have some chicken breast, if you do have some lentils, if you do get a serving of prunes or kidney beans, some oranges, some banana, you can make that 3,400 level if you're a man, 2,600 milligram level if you're a female. Be very careful with supplements. People say, you know what, then I'll just go get some supplements. I'll just swallow some supplements. The problem with that is, again, that's not in its natural form. I don't think we get a lot of nutrition with some of our supplements. It might help a little bit, but I don't think you could go point for point. You also want to make sure you don't take too much. Because if you don't metabolize it right, you could have levels that put you into hyperkalemia, which could also mess with the heart. So talk to your medical provider about this. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so the big craze now are these weight loss injections. Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, even though Wegovy is the only one that's FDA approved for weight loss, these medications have been used in the diabetic setting and have been amazing. They have been a watershed moment in managing diabetes. But with every gift comes a curse. And we are starting to see the curse that could come to those who use these as we see mass use for it, for other reasons other than diabetes. And so how these medications work Well, Wegovy, per se, it acts like the GLP-1 hormone, which helps regulate our appetite. It mimics the activity of glucagon-like peptide, makes you feel more full, reduces your calories, can help you with weight loss. I think it could also increase insulin sensitivity. We're learning a lot more about it in terms of why it also helps with weight loss. And individuals taking it, there's been a lot of stars and celebrities who apparently are on it. It's an expensive drug. I think it averages at least $1,000 a month. It's very expensive. And they're weekly injections. And we are seeing phenomenal weight loss. And trust me, I've even been like, oh God, that could be really, really good. But I've held off. And the reason why I've held off is, number one is, we don't have enough for our diabetics. Many individuals are using the off-label Ozempic and Mounjaro, being quote-unquote pre-diabetic, and understandably so. So many individuals are using that, and we're finding that we're running out. We have a shortage of these medications. Number two is, sometimes these medications can give you side effects. Nausea, headache, vomiting, inflame the pancreas. And I've had patients call in saying their doctor put them on it, but every time they get the shot, they are sick for 3-4 days. Can they have medication for that every 3-4 days, every week? You can't be on anti-nausea medicine all month long, 2 months long, 3 months long. You can't be doing that. Another issue that we're seeing is people don't have an end date. Because when they might lose a phenomenal amount of weight, but when they go off of it, many of them gain weight back. And so, because if you weren't already eating the fruits and vegetables, exercising, taking on those other goals and things that need to be done to maintain your weight loss, and you're just relying on the shot, just like people with diet pills, if they're not changing the way they're eating and exercising and all that, the weight just comes right back. The faster you lose the weight, the faster the weight could come back. Well, now doctors are warning that some people are at the risk of being hospitalized of a withdrawal, they're calling it, if they go off the Wegovy, because their blood sugar starts to spike. So this is now being reported. I've heard of this from some endocrinologists, and now they're concerned that the insulin production returns, even though a rush of insulin could cause hypoglycemia. If individuals are using this for weight loss, their sugar can drop on it, and then when they go off of it, it could spike. And so Dr. Shauna Levy told Daily Mail, when someone stops treatment for disease, the disease symptoms will be experienced again. In this circumstance, the patient is stopping treatment for their diabetes with the drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, and then thus experience blood sugar spikes because of the untreated disease. Ozempic and Wegovy are really good at treating diabetes, but they don't cure diabetes. And so they have seen that when people no longer take semaglutide, which is Ozempic and Wegovy, their blood glucose levels can skyrocket. If you do have diabetes or poor glucose intolerance, these blood sugar spikes can be dangerous. Blurred vision, infection, heart disease, stroke, diabetic coma. Now, I have not seen any case studies. I want to repeat that. I have not seen any case studies of somebody going off Wegovy and going into diabetic ketoacidosis. I have not seen that yet. I mean, there might be that data out there, but the logic is sound. If you are on a medication and you stop that medication, there is going to be a rebound. There has been nothing in the literature, in the prescribing information, in the media, saying that your weight loss from these drugs is going to be 1,000% permanent. Now, some studies have shown that I think you could be on it about 62 weeks. I believe some studies have shown a little bit over a year. You could be on the studies have looked at being on the medication, but you lose the weight for 1 year, you're going to gain it right back. Before you go on these medications, you need to have plan A, B, C, and D. And these medicines are not addictive. Not saying they're addictive, but you can be dependent on them. One of the reasons why diet pills aren't really recommended by doctors is because after a while, when you take them every day, they just stop working. So now you're taking it going, well, oh gosh, if I stop, I'm going to get the weight back. And you can only take that medication so long, you end up stopping it, and the weight comes back. We are telling you that that's what people are telling us is happening. Unless they have done a complete overhaul. Now, I get it. Many individuals want the quick start. That's how Weight Watchers got very popular. They offered a quick start. Jenny Craig has a quick start, where if you start losing the weight, you start getting in the groove, you get excited, you have that positive reinforcement. All right, but you also have to be trained for the plateaus. These plateaus are vital for you to stick with it and be able to get through mentally. Because if you lose weight quickly and your body doesn't reset, it'll just go back up to your set point. But when you have a plateau, that's your body allowing for a new reset point. So I don't know if you've ever had the stomach flu. You vomit, you poop, you lose 5-10 pounds, you start feeling better, you get on the scale going, look at me. Well, wow, if I could just keep this weight off, and before you finish your sentence, you've already gained the weight back. It's because the body will collect the water, collect the calories, do whatever it needs to get you right back up to that weight for that set point. You need that set point when you plateau, reset. So if you are plateauing on these medications and you're spending $1,000 a month, you might be like, okay, I don't know if I can do this much longer. Keep in mind, insurance companies may not be keen on paying for these. This is expensive. And if your insurance company cannot gain all the premiums from other individuals to help pay for it, you're going to have more cost sharing. And so you need to have a plan. What if you can't afford it anymore? What if it runs out? If there's a shortage and doctors are told, sorry, on telemedicine, I'm told I can't write them for weight loss due to the shortage. So people are asking for refills. They can't get it from a lot of telemedicine companies because we're not allowed to do it because there's a shortage. What's your plan B? You've invested thousands of dollars into this weight loss drug. Now you're about to gain the weight back. Which means if you are in that group where you might need to go off of it because of a shortage or side effects, you might have to talk to your medical provider about how to slowly go off of it. Because if not, you could rebound and have blood sugar spikes. So these are things that nobody's talking about. They're just talking about take the shot because you're going to lose weight. And mind you, it is a fantastic pharmaceutical. I was blown away by what we saw with the data and what was happening to diabetic patients. That is just fantastic. But then it got marketed for weight loss, just like Wellbutrin got marketed with Zyban for smoking. You know, once you found, wow, people are smoking less on the medication, we could market it for that. Viagra ended up going, wow, these individuals using it for their heart and their perfusion, they're having longer erections. Let's do it. So pre-purpose medications is nothing new. And Godspeed, it's fantastic to know that these pharmaceuticals can do other things. But I think we have such a push for everybody to get on this magic shot that they're in for a world of trouble. And they need to understand a lot of things before they go on it. And that there is going to be a quit date. You are going to have to eventually go off of it. And are you prepared? Is your pancreas prepared? Are your blood sugar levels prepared? Is your level of exercise prepared? Are you weaning off of it, or are you just stopping at cold turkey because you can't afford it or it's not out there? These are things you need to talk about with your medical provider. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
There's a right way to seek relief in the United States and a wrong way.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling would-be asylum seekers to follow the new policy and apply for asylum before reaching the U.S. border. For those who've applied and await a hearing, the White House plan was to allow some immigrants to be released from custody as they wait to avoid overcrowded detention facilities and shelters. Last night, a federal judge in Florida temporarily blocked that plan. The former Marine, seen on video choking a man to death on a New York City subway, is expected to face a second-degree manslaughter charge. 24-year-old Daniel Penny turned himself in today. In the Pacific Northwest, the heat waves settling in for the next few days will be uncomfortable, but temperatures well into the 90s are dangerous, especially on the plains of Canada, where crews are already battling several large wildfires. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one myth that people have is they gain weight in the winter and lose weight in the summer. They say we get an extra layer of fat in the winter, we're not outside as much, and so we gain in the winter. And for a lot of you, that's true. But then some of you gain during the summer. You gain a lot. Why? Well, because your summer treats and your summer foods are full of sugar and fat. A lot of you are like, you know what, I'm going to have lemonade or make myself strawberry daiquiris or pina coladas or rum punches or, well, those are full of calories. In fact, Starbucks has launched a couple of summer drinks. These are, I don't really go to Starbucks because I don't like coffee. And in order to make myself like coffee, I'd have to add so much chocolate and cream to it that I just can't take in those calories and that much sugar. But they have launched the chocolate Java mint frappuccino and the white chocolate macadamia cream cold brew. Now, they do sound delicious. They sound delicious. But from what we understand, they are going to be very caloric. They want to remind customers of tropical vacations and mint chocolate chip ice cream poolside on a warm summer day. But they have a ton of sugar and fat and calories. So the chocolate Java mint frappuccino has 87 grams of sugar, 23 grams of fat, 50 milligrams of cholesterol, 91 grams or carbs, 600 calories, and 390 milligrams of salt. The white chocolate macadamia cream cold brew has 37 grams of sugar, so a little bit less, 12 grams of fat, 35 milligrams of cholesterol, 39 total carbs, 280 calories, and 180 milligrams of salt. So it looks like the white chocolate macadamia cream cold brew is going to be a little less sugary and fat than the chocolate Java mint frappuccino. But interestingly, this one infographic says that to burn it off, you would have to be on a treadmill for 2 hours and 32 minutes walking to just burn off that one chocolate Java mint frappuccino. If you ran, you'd have to run for about 49 minutes. With the white chocolate macadamia cream cold brew, you'd have to walk for at least an hour and 11 minutes or run for 23 minutes. Now, what bothers me about these infographics that kind of take a look at how much exercise you would have to do, I every now and then post those in terms of calories burned. And the thing that bothers me is many of us have tried to do the calories in, calories out. And so we have eaten, we've counted our calories, and then we've exercised and we've looked at the treadmill or we've looked at the machine and said, all right, this is what I burned. Let me add a little bit in terms of sweating, and you know, maybe I pooped afterwards. No, it doesn't equal the same. Calories in is not always calories out. They're not equal calories. A 200 calorie Coca-Cola is not the same as a 200 calorie salad. So that's a problem. Now, when we do burn calories, many of us think we're exercising, but it's not enough. A lot of you will say, well, I walk the dog. And that's fantastic. I think walking the dog is a fantastic form of exercise. But you're probably not burning the exercise, the calories you think you do. I don't know about you guys, but my dog has to stop every few seconds to sniff and then to do a pee-pee. And I'm trying to walk, I'm trying to exercise, I'm trying to be on a rhythm here. Because I see some people, they'll jog with their pets and all that. I don't want to do that because in case my dog gets tired. But I'm not walking at a very fast pace the whole time because the dog always wants to stop and go potty. So you can't always count that. You know, we spoke about sex. Having sex does burn calories, but you're not doing it for hours on end. You burn about 8 to 15 calories a minute with sex. Now, burpees. Burpees, you'll burn about 546 calories an hour, or almost about 9 calories a minute. Climbing stairs, 273 calories an hour. Sit-ups, 259 calories an hour. Now, how many of you are doing sit-ups for a whole hour? I think that would really hurt your back and your discs. You might do sit-ups for 15, 20 minutes. So then that would be, 50? Maybe to 60 calories you're burning? Hiking, 409 calories an hour. Jumping jacks, 546 calories an hour. I cannot do jumping jacks for a whole hour. Stationary bike, moderate to vigorous effort, you're burning about 464 calories an hour. Squats, 341 calories an hour. Swimming, about 400 calories an hour. Yoga, especially if it's power yoga, you're burning about 273 calories an hour. The elliptical is about 341 calories an hour. Lifting weights is 239 calories an hour. Jumping rope, 750 calories an hour to jump rope. But again, are you doing it for the whole hour? And then walking at a moderate pace, 2.8 to 3.2 miles per hour, is only about 239 calories. So if you're drinking something that's 600 calories and your workout is 1 hour of walking, you're going to be at a deficit. So I had read somewhere a couple years ago that if you want to lose weight, you need to exercise like you did in your 20s. Now, I mean, I hit the gym, I ran, I did a lot, I was skinny. But I can't do that. My knees, my back, I exercise every day, about an hour a day at least. But I don't exercise with that same intensity. Many of us are looking at our exercise thinking it's enough. Now, I'm part to blame for that. And I will still stand by what I say. And the reason why I'm part to blame is so many of us don't exercise at all that I will say, you know what, get up and dance. Put a song on YouTube, your favorite song, and wiggle to it and dance. Dance with the kids, dance with the dog, shake your booty. You might want to close the drapes so nobody looks. But then dance to a song. That counts. Now, is that enough? No. I've never said it was enough, but at least you're getting out of your desk and you're moving. I think it's really, really important to every hour move, get up from your desk. After 50 minutes of work, for 10-minute stretch, walk around, shake your booty, maybe dance a little bit, go take a pee, walk around, sit back down. It's not a lot of calories, but at least you're moving. We need to move more. I always try and take the stairs. Everywhere I go, I try to take the stairs. I get stairways can be very dangerous. Rapes could happen there. Attacks could happen there. If you don't feel safe, it's not worth it. Take the elevator. But when I park at a parking lot, I try to park in the back so I could walk. Force those that extra walking. If I need to go to aisle 5, I won't go straight to aisle 5. I might go to aisle 7 and then go back around, until I get to 5. But you're going to have to figure out ways to do it. Now, the reason why I love these Apple Watches or these pedometers is if you have that as a goal, like let's say 10,000 steps, which is not a scientifically medical recommendation. It was something that came up as a marketing ploy in the 60s during the Japanese Olympics or the Japan Olympics, but it's still something. I don't mind. If you want to use 10,000 steps as a guide, great. And if you find that you're only at 6,300 at the end of the night, start walking back and forth in your house. Start walking back and forth in your house to get those extra steps. It will all count. But if you're looking to lose weight, you're going to have to do a lot more exercise than that. You can't be just shaking your booty to Janet Jackson. I love that song, Miss You Much. You could always dance to it. You know, or that Pussycat Dolls, buttons. You could shake and you could move. But if you can't keep that up and work up a sweat for an hour, you got to work out for an hour. Now, working out for an hour is a fantastic goal. For those of you that don't have that time, fine, do the 10 minutes. Maybe go up to 15 minutes if you can. But you're going to have to try to increase that time if you want to lose weight. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week I had a patient that had some spots on them. Looked like chickenpox, but he said he already had chickenpox. It wasn't shingles because it was on both sides of the body. I'm like, it might be mpox, monkeypox. Isn't that over? I go in and get checked. Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, is not over. The World Health Organization has declared the monkeypox global emergency over, which I agree. I think we do have it in control in terms of what to do, in terms of education, in terms of vaccines. But we do have cases that are being reported in Chicago. Chicago has recorded 12 confirmed and one probable case of the virus that was spread by sexual contact between April 17th and May 5th. Those are the latest dates available for this data set. The city has been averaging less than one case a week since February. But get this, 9 of the new infections were in men who were fully vaccinated. Now, none of these individuals needed hospitalization, but we've been vaccinated with the smallpox vaccine, and it's supposed to be working. So this is a little bit of a concern. Now, how bad did Mpox get? It hit about 30,000 Americans, and it led to 42 deaths. It is spread by sexual contact, even though, which was fascinating, Mpox was, it was originally more respiratory droplet, like chickenpox was. And so when we found out that, well, this is acting differently, we started to wonder, are we looking at a different strain? Now, Mpox was a pox virus. And these sorts of viruses do act like what chickenpox would do, where you could be in a room with another kid and get it. Symptoms, rash, fever, chills, swollen lymph nodes, bloody stools, pus in your stool, rectal pain, rectal bleeding. The rash, even though chickenpox rash will start on the chest and then go out from there to down the body and the face, Mpox could do the same thing, but this Mpox that we had last year seemed to start in the genitals for most of the cases, then arms, then face, then legs. Some people didn't get the rash all over. Some only got it localized in just one region. 33% only had it in one spot. 18% had it in two. 14% had it in three. This is during the pandemic, during the epidemic of it, and only 36% had it all over. So it is a little different. Now, Mpox or monkeypox was discovered back in 1958 in monkeys. It wasn't seen in humans or isolated until the 1970s, and it's under this genus of Orthopoxvirus genus, and it's in the family of Poxviridae. It has originated from animals, rodents, rabbits, squirrels, prairie dogs, rats, monkeys, and it would hit humans and affect humans if we were bit, scratched, or in close contact with these animals. But like we spoke about with this avian flu, this H5N1, once it goes from humans to human, it's a lot harder to control. We could tell people to stay away from animals. But Mpox was spreading among humans to humans, especially during sex. The incubation period lasted anywhere from 6 to 21 days. So if you were with somebody or next to somebody or touched somebody 3 weeks ago, how do you remember? I bang into people. I sat next to somebody on a plane. You don't remember who you touched. So this is, it's interesting. It is. Now, we do have some antivirals. The CDC has some antivirals that we can use, the Ticoviramat, the Cytofovir, the Brincidofovir, and then we have the Vaccinia immune globulin intravenous, which is the smallpox immune globulin that blocks the virus, because it's similar to smallpox. The vaccine has been shown to work. But Mpox can kill. It has a mortality rate anywhere from 1 to 15%. The Jynneos is a vaccine that has been shown to be 85% efficacious. So seeing that some of these cases in Chicago were in vaccinated individuals, not too shocking. It's interesting, but not too shocking, because the vaccine, the Jynneos, is supposed to be 85% effective. Monkeypox is related enough to smallpox for us to use that smallpox vaccine, but we might have to have a more specific Mpox vaccine for this, especially if it's mutating. And interestingly, Mpox was not really supposed to be an STD, but the groups who got it were those who engaged in sexual activity. So that was interesting. Howard Brown Health has issued a warning now in Chicago. Apparently, 8 of these 12 cases came from an LGBTQ-focused clinic. not came from it, but were diagnosed there. All of the patients had been gay or bisexual men. According to Ren O'Kelly from Howard Brown Health, previously before this point, for about the last 12 weeks, there had been no reported cases in Chicago. Now, all of a sudden, there were 12. So, and this is just Chicago. Now, we should be getting numbers, and the CDC should, if somebody does have this, they should be reported. Usually with something like this, you know how people would hide their COVID and stay home and lay low? With something like this, it's harder to lay low. I know some individuals are probably reading up saying, look, if it's mild, I don't want anybody to know. I don't want my spouse to know because then they could think that I'm cheating on them. And maybe some individuals are hiding it, especially if the rash is not all over the face, the chest. If some people have the rash around their genitals, they could hide it. And so I expected that the number was possibly higher because we do have a lack of enthusiasm to go to the doctor. Also, many individuals, they can't afford to go. If your primary care provider can't see you for months, and to go to an urgent care, you have to spend $300, $400, $500. You're not going to go and get seen. And well, I'll just kind of ride this out until it gets really bad. That's also what happened during COVID. The Obamacare plans have changed from rather than you having a $50 or $75 copay to going to an urgent care, you have to spend hundreds of dollars out of pocket. Why? Well, because urgent cares became so popular, people began using that instead of their primary care provider, and urgent cares are expensive. They could easily rack up a few thousand dollars for your bronchitis. So insurance companies fought back and said, well, then you're going to have to pay at least a few hundred dollars towards that, or a deductible towards that. So many individuals, they just don't want to go to an urgent care anymore. I've had parents with kids with high fever. I'm like, take them in. They go, but it's expensive. Now, did you reach out to their doctor? Their doctor said to go to the urgent care. Again, we have an underinsured population with this. We might all have insurance cards, but nobody wants to use their insurance because it's too expensive. So in terms of this, with the Mpox, 30,395 Americans were diagnosed and counted. 42 people died. Of this latest cluster of 12, all are men aged about 34 on average, and a good number of them were vaccinated. So keep in mind, even if you're vaccinated, now the other thing too also that we need to wonder is the vaccination a waning immunity? People got vaccinated in droves last year. Now, that shot should be one and done. I got the smallpox vaccine when I was a kid. You had to. And then they stopped it because of Guillain-Barré and other things. But for those of you that were vaccinated, if Mpox is making a resurgence, you might want to make sure you're still immune. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.